You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
Your next note, how to keep a cool head and what to do during the famine period. You've got, I don't want to say an SOP, but you have some advice to people as to what to do, steps and processes, etc.
First thing, have you made any changes to your website recently? This is like the first thing, checking your site actually functions. So we've covered making sure your cart works, your checkout works, you can register as a guest, you can register, so on and so forth. Multiple devices that you can use. Is it displaying properly? Once you've worked through that and you've worked out that it's not the functionality of your site, then like you say, if your traffic's good, you need to start looking at potentially your offering. What we will tend to do is we'll go and do what we call a visibility check. We will go onto Google. We will go and see if our product placement is good for Google Shopping ads, for instance, if it's e-commerce, that search ads are there, that your normal organic rankings are there. So if you're using a tool like SEMrush, if you've set that up previously to your outage, you should have an idea of where some of your best performing keywords sit normally. And you can go and look at those and go and say, I used to be position 3 for my best selling product. Has that now gone? Has that disappeared? Once you've said, I'm definitely there still, is your offering good? Is your pricing right? Is there a new competitor that's beating you to the punch on their pricing so that you're getting some of the clicks and you're seeing the traffic maybe? I don't know if I'm the only person who does this. I feel like a lot of people, I've definitely got a friend who has way too many tabs open all the time.
Oh, dude, I go down the line. I'm like, open.
Exactly. Then, so yeah. You get all the visitors, but if someone's price is cheaper, you just see that as a bounce. And you've got to make sure your offering's competitive. Now, your offering can be competitive in a number of ways, right? It can be the delivery speed, might be the way your offering is better. It might not always be price, so that's worth considering. But if someone's significantly cheaper than you, that's always a really painful factor. And that's something that you might find and think, okay, this is my best-selling product. I'm normally selling 100 of these a day. It's stopped. Is this new competitor that's just popped up, is now occupying the top product shopping bar? And I'm focusing on shopping because it's the easiest one to use as an example of this. Are they poaching your customers? You're still getting the traffic, but you're not getting the transactions. And that might be a factor. And that can be a factor if your traffic's dropped as well. You might see less traffic because this people aren't even getting to your website, maybe. If that's not the case, then you need to start looking into your merchant center, make sure that your feed is, you're getting your click-through rates, you're getting all the sort of things that you need to see when that indicate your site is healthy at that point. We'll go through, we'll make sure that you're visible, your offering is good. If that's all good, you can start to breathe a bit easier. It's just a trend in the market. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's always a trend in the market, but you've got a good indication that it's not you. If your pricing is good, you're visible, why wouldn't people be buying from you like they normally are? There are other factors you can find when you're in that process, like your ads aren't there. Has your card been declined? It happens.
No, dude, sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's especially with the obviously Google changes their costings, and you're sometimes hard to predict what your spend is going to be, right? Depending on how your account's set up. And I've seen multiple accounts where they're like, oh, our ads aren't working. I don't know why. There's a card declined email in some admin inbox somewhere that they don't know about. That's once you've done all that, there are other things you can do. And we talked about having friends in the marketplace and how you can get an idea of who else is in the marketplace that you deal with on a daily basis. So your suppliers, etc.
Yeah, often you go ask them
casually. Yeah. How are things going? Like, are you busy? What's going on in a casual way. Don't obviously pick up the phone and go, hey, our sales have stopped, please help.
Oh, I do that now. I'll call my agency buddies and be like, dude, I am bleeding right now. What is going on? And it's always interesting because I've got some friends that I'm close enough to where they're like, oh no, me too. And that's when I'm like, thank God. But the minute they're like, oh man, we're just crushing life, that's when I know, okay, I suck at something and I need to go figure it out.
Something's wrong. Yeah, now it's just trying to diagnose what it is. I think the biggest thing that I take away from the situation, once you've gone down that list of panic and what's going on and try and diagnose everything you can, and you get to the bottom of the pile and you're like, okay, I've given myself a small checklist of jobs because I found out that there is a new supplier that's got a better image than I've got to people in, or a better headline on their ads, or they've got a better page title on my best-selling product. So I need to make some changes, or I've lost an ad rank search engine position. So maybe I need to go revisit some of my page content and get that bumped up. But once you've gone through that, you've got like a nice window where you can go, I don't need to panic so much. I don't need to make any knee-jerk reactions, which is a fatal mistake in my opinion. You can then adjust those few things that you've actually taken a measured approach to, and take some time to actually get on with your normal job. I'm terrible. I'm saying this is a bad thing to do and don't do it, but I do it myself. You can find yourself just staring at analytics and trying to wish sales into the inbox. And you're like, come on, I need another inquiry. I need another order. Come on, we need to do this. You're not going to change anything by just staring at your inbox. You might as better off using that time to be productive and just get on with what you were planning on doing that day before the phone stopped ringing.
Yeah, I had a business partner who's maybe the best salesperson I've ever known in my entire life. And he always used to say, we don't control our results, we control our activity. And that always used to frustrate me because I was like, I want results, I don't want activity. And so, and he was a hardcore sales guy. So his whole thing was like, how many calls have you made? Because if you haven't made 100 calls, you're not going to make a sale. And if you make 100 calls at clockwork, you're going to make the sale. And I feel like the same thing is true for e-com, maybe not quite as connected, but it's how much content you're creating, how many links have you built, how many strategic partnerships have you built, how many booths have you done, how many videos have you shot, how much are you doing on social? And you'll figure out what the equivalent of your 100 calls is. And now I've made my 100 calls. And if things are down, you know what levers to go pull on.
Yes, definitely. That's a good takeaway.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Kasim here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan. A bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. SOL, the number 8.com.